All right. Here we go. This is your man, Sir Earl, coming to you again, another podcast. Once again, like I said, I ask everybody to join me on my other social media platforms. YouTube, It's My World One. That's very important because we have an interview that we did with Chie and the first part is on YouTube. And I invite everybody to go over there and take a look. And in reality, what happened was, last week we did an interview and somehow it got erased, so I could not convert it to the podcast. So I didn't get a chance to do that, but you can go to YouTube. It's My World, IT apostrophe S, My World, MYWORLD 1. Go to YouTube and you can see the edited pictures on YouTube channel with the interview of Chie. And as I said, the last podcast, we were going on to the North American and North American Bodybuilding Championship, even though Chie does figure. And that was held September 2nd and 3rd in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So we went down there. She won her class, which made her pro figure status, which was ideal. It's a very elite club. It's a dream that we've been chasing well over a decade and a half, well over 15 years we've been chasing that goal. And, you know, it's not an easy thing to achieve. There's a lot of good people. And once you get up to that ladder, that upper echelon of the North American or the Arnold Classic, or any national event, people are really, really, really good. They're just as good as you are. You've got to be the best on that day. And it's a very subjective sport. And it's judged by, I think, 7 judges. We felt there was a few years that Chie could have won. No one would have argued. This year, I wouldn't say it was her best look, but it was a good look. For that day, the judges chose her. She won, which was a great moment. It's something that we worked for a very, very long time. So I'd like everybody to go to the YouTube channel. It's My World One. Watch the video, watch the interview, and I'd like people to subscribe. I'm still trying to get my numbers up on the YouTube. The numbers for this podcast is just going through the roof. So I definitely would love a lot of listeners to go to the YouTube channel and subscribe over there also because that carries the video version. A lot of time it's something very different from the podcast that I do. So I do invite you to go over there and do that. And also join me on my other social media platforms. You know, we have Twitter, which is under Sir Earl's World. We have a LinkedIn, Sir Earl Bell. Facebook is Earl Bell. Instagram, Sir Earl One. We have a It's My World podcast one. We have Sir Camelot Distribution one. That's the Instagram that we utilize to advertise the different products and clothing and things that we have on sale. And then we also have Next Level Fitness, which is the Instagram for the gym that we're in the process of opening. So I have the 4 Instagrams, so I invite you to any one of those. And then also I have Snapchat, which is under Sir Earl One. So I invite you, we update them daily. There's always great things on there. So I definitely invite you to go to the other platforms and, you know, make those a part of your day as well as listening to the podcast once a week. So today is September 12th. It's a Saturday. I'm recording this today because I'm not going to be doing it tomorrow. I have other things I have to do. So I'm going to get this out the way now. We're in Chicago. We're coming to the end of our summer. It's starting to get cold outside. In Chicago, we have a very short summer and we have an even shorter fall. Our winter seems like it never ends. So it's definitely coming in fast. I'm not looking forward to it at all. I don't like winter time. I don't like the cold. I don't like the snow. So I get a lot of I have a lot of friends about in LA. Sean Ray, the world class bodybuilder, being one of them, legend, Hall of Famer Sean Ray. And they always say, why don't you leave that place? It's just too damn cold and too much snow. I say, yeah, so I can go to California and, you know, we can get the mudslides and the earthquakes and no rain, you know, forest fires. And every part of the country has their issues. I'd rather deal with the cold. I put a coat on, I can stay in the house. I can do a lot of different things. You know, when you have an earthquake and the earth start cracking, and, you know, there's not a lot you're going to do about that. It's going to do what it wants to do. So anyway, the podcast today, it is still along the lines of what I talked about a couple of weeks ago, and that is I've worked as a personal trainer for close to 30 years. And one of the things that I found, this profession, this field, is one of the most negative experiences. Everybody got an excuse. Everybody tries to take a shortcut. Everybody wants to use a gimmick. Whatever the latest thing is that people think they can lose weight, that's what they want to take advantage of. And, you know, I don't discourage people from doing whatever they want to do. It's their money, it's their time, it's their body. But the only thing I know is that in 30 years of doing this, I've seen so many things come and go. Tybo, Body by Jake, P90X, all these things, they have a very short-lived life because they're fads. There's at least two fads a year. So I've been doing this 30 years. That's at least 60 fads I've seen come and go. You know, Atkins diet, lemonade diet, cayenne pepper diet, and all these things. The one thing that I have found that remains consistent about getting in shape, that is weight training to shape the muscle, adequate water, and enough cardiovascular to burn the fat, and following a good nutritional diet. It's the one thing that has been around since the beginning of time, and it holds fast. And one thing about truth, the truth can't be argued, it can't be negotiated. 2 + 2 is going to always equal 4. Whether you add it today or you wait 20, 30 years from now, it's still going to add up to 4. The fads in which I've seen that come and go, in my opinion and in my years of doing it, they're not truth. I've seen so many people, they get surgeries and you know, tummy tucks and all these crazy things. The one thing that all those things don't do, okay, and I want everybody listening to remember this, they don't change your habits. And your habits are what got you in the position that you are in. We can lie to ourselves and tell ourselves, well, you know, after I get this surgery and I'm going to lose this weight, then I'm going to eat right. Then I'm going to work out. If that's the best way to lose it, you should be doing that already. But most people will convince themselves, once I get the surgery, that I'm going to do this. The problem with that, it doesn't change your habits. And I've seen it time and time and time again. People get the surgery, they lose weight, they keep the same bad habits, and they put that weight back on plus then some. And you still got the loose skin, you still have all those things. So what I try to tell people is, and it's not just a matter of me trying to sell my services. I really could care less, I'm okay. I charge the same whether you listen to me or not. So I try to help people because it's a gift that I feel like I've been given and something that I've done for a very long time. But people, they're always looking for a gimmick. They're always looking for a shortcut. They're always looking for an easy way to get to the right thing. This, you know, if I live south of Chicago and I tell you, ask me how to get downtown and I tell you to head north, and you leave out of here and you head south, I wouldn't give a damn how fast you go. You're not going to get to North. It's not going to happen. And I can explain to people all day long, which I do, of the best way to get to where you want to go. But some guy or some person that runs stairs that drop 30 pounds, you'll take their advice because they claim they did it quick. So you'll take their advice as opposed to a professional trainer that has over 3 decades in the business. And I see it all the time. Everybody wants to take a shortcut. Easy come, easy go. I've seen people almost die from surgeries when internally something busted and they had internal bleeding. I mean, literally, I've seen it a lot. I've seen people that worked with us that lost weight and toned up. And that's another thing. You can lose the weight, but what's their tone in the muscle? So you can take one of these whack-ass diets and you could drop the pounds, but what's going to happen? You're still going to have the saggy skin, the soft muscles, no definition, no toneness. There's only one thing that sculpts your muscles and tone them up and give you the body that you want. Maybe you need wider shoulders, smaller hips, whatever it may be. There's only one thing that's going to give you that, and that's going to be weights, machines, and things that actually target the muscle. You do a boot camp, there's 20 people in the class. Some weigh 300 pounds, some weigh 110 pounds. So you mean to tell me they all have the same problems? Then if they don't, why are they all doing the same exercises? Box jumps and flipping tires. And when the last time you had to flip a damn 18-wheeler tire down the road, it's just a bunch of useless things that people are doing nowadays. If you notice about this podcast today, I'm trying not to utilize offensive cursing language. I've had a couple of people tell me I curse too much. I noticed that my son, who's 25, whether he do it when I'm around or not, I don't know, but I know he seems to pick up how I talk. So I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and just kind of keep things a little bit cleaner. But if you tune in and you expect not to hear not one curse word too early in the game, it's not going to happen. It's just the way that I express myself. Some people might don't mind it. Some people do. I'm just trying to just be middle of the road with everything that I do. But the message that I wanted to get through to people is that no matter what you want to do in life, it's going to take sacrifice. It's never going to come quick. It's going to come at the right time. It takes 19 years to be 19. Okay, I don't care if you want to try to do it in 15 years, it's not going to happen. It takes 19 years to be 19 years old. Remember that. To get in shape, lose this weight, tone up, make money, have a successful business, have a successful relationship, it all takes time. You can't rush success. You know, 2 + 2 is always going to add up to 4, no matter how quickly or how many different ways you try to make it appear. So I wish that more people, I mean, we have gyms and different programs on every damn corner, and yet we're still a very obese country. What does that tell you? We have more people during this pandemic getting in-home equipment, and I guarantee you within the next couple of months, they're going to be coat racks. So you're going to have people throwing clothes on them and stocking stuff on top of them. And I look in the paper now because I constantly try to keep my eye out for good equipment and good deals. They're selling so many home equipment because they're not using it anymore. And the gyms are not even fully open. When the gym's fully open, you're going to see a lot more people getting rid of stuff. Because although you can do it at the convenience of your house, it doesn't change. As a matter of fact, being convenient is a distraction because When you come to a gym, or you go outside someplace else to work out, everybody in there is for the same purpose. At home, you cooking, you answering the phone, Amazon delivering, the baby crying, and all these distractions when, you know, you need to put yourself in an environment that you can just totally focus on what you're trying to do, whether it be a gym or whether it's your trainer, and get the job done, get in, get out, and then go home. Home is for a different purpose than a gym. So I've never agreed with that. We do have cardio stuff at home, but yet we've built the discipline that it takes to know when to go back and use it. A lot of people haven't. I've been in business for 30 years because people lack discipline. And if there's anything I get people, I talk to a client today, I get people all the time, what can I do to get where I want to get to faster? One, there's no such thing as faster. Your body is going to go how your body goes, okay? And secondly, instead of working out more, walking more, all that, eat right and learn to develop your discipline. The biggest problem with staying in shape is food. America has a weakness for food and they can't say no to good fattening food or sweets. They just cannot do it. So instead of figuring out what gimmick or what cleanse or all these goofy ass things that they do, why don't you just not eat that crap in the first place? And there's nothing to flush. There's nothing to cleanse. So work on your discipline. Work on your eating. Those are the two biggest things that will make a difference in your fitness journey. So, you know, that's what I wanted to get across to people that's listening. Quit looking for gimmicks. Quit looking for shortcuts. All right. So until the next time, I'd like for everybody to go on, like I said, go on YouTube. Wish GA congratulations. She's achieved a milestone of being in an elite group of professional figure competitors, not bodybuilders, figures. All right. So this is your man, Sir Earl, and I'm checking out. So until next week, I'm out of here. Peace.